Hey, it's Ducey, and today we are talking about truth. Let's get into it. The dictionary definition is the quality or state of being true. My working definition is also very similar to that. I am focusing and working on living in truth. I am focusing on living my life, my lifestyle through truth, and that definition isn't far off from mine, so I'm not going to try to make a definition, but I do believe truth is essential to life. You do need to know the truth about yourself. You do need to know the truth about the world and the benefits and consequences of truth. When I mean living in truth, I mean being true to yourself. Not only does that mean lying to yourself or lying to other people, but I mean keeping it honest with yourself. When something doesn't seem right to you or something doesn't feel right to you, I should just say that rather than seem, because you can jump to conclusions or you can get you can jump to being judgmental or being critical of these things. When something feels right to you or feels wrong to you, you should always go with your gut feeling. You should always go with your intuition. And I say this because, you know, moments like this, I have, you know, gone away from my gut feeling, or I've ran away from my intuition when I've had the truth set in front of me. Now, not only do I do this, but everybody does this. At some point in time, everybody has done this. You know, that is what I mean by living a truthful life, is going with your gut feeling, going with your intuition, going with the first thought that comes to mind that is actually true. That is what I mean by living a truthful lifestyle. Truth will always stand out. Whether you look at it through a lens of judgment or opinion or negative thought, truth always comes back to you in its true form. It always comes back. And whether you avoid it, whether you run from it, whether you drown yourself with these sorrows and lies, truth always comes back around. It's like a boomerang. It always comes back to you. You can't avoid the truth your whole life. Now, am I saying it isn't possible? Of course it's possible. People live their life in lies as we speak. And that's literally anybody. Politicians, celebrities, ourselves. Artist, whether that's music or painting or drawing, you know, a lot of people live our lives through lies. Now, you can always avoid it by saying, well, that might not be true, or that might be this, or that might be that, or that might be in my imagination. But when it comes back to you, you know, you will. Some people might end up beating themselves up over the fact that they avoided the truth. And I'm telling you right now, don't hate yourself or don't abuse yourself by avoiding the truth. That is a simple human mistake that we all make, is avoiding the truth. And there's plenty of different lens you can look at it from. You know, there's a lot of ways, you know, we avoid the truth. These different types of ways that we avoid the truth come in many different forms. It could be drinking, it could be smoking, it could be partying, it could be somebody, it could be something. There's plenty of different ways we avoid the truth. Reasons why we avoid the truth? Because, of course, the truth can be painful. The truth can be so obvious that it hurts. These are reasons why we avoid the truth, is because we are not ready to confront it. We are not able to, or we are not ready to accept it. That, to me, is the hardest part. Whether it's my past, present, I don't really think too much about the future, but accepting the truth is a hard part, and these are reasons why we avoid it. We avoid the hard parts of ourselves. We avoid the dark parts of ourselves because we are not ready or not willing to work on it, to learn from it, to grow from it. And that's something that we can't avoid, is pain. No matter inhumane that sounds or selfish that sounds, you know, we have to deal with this trauma, this pain, this sadness, these emotions. We have to deal with these things. We can't avoid the truth about these things, or even about people, or about things or events. We have to face the truth about every single situation that comes into our lives, that comes into our mental space or our spiritual space. The benefits of, you know, the truth, and it could be an easy answer by simply just saying that you know the truth. That is a benefit, but the fact that you can evolve from that, from knowing the truth, whether that's about yourself or about the world or about things that are going on in the world, to be able to observe is a powerful thing. To be able to observe and learn is even more powerful. That is what can help you grow, to help you evolve into a better being. Now, there can be consequences of the truth, of accepting the truth. When they actually do realize the truth, some people can break down from that. Some people can not know how to live with themselves or live with that truth. Now, when I say learning from it and growing from it, that is the hardest part. That is harder than breaking down, than giving up. It's easy to give up on yourself or give up on your life or give up on everything just because that you realize something that you've been avoiding all this time, or that you realize something that you were too scared to confront, or you realize something that you weren't willing to accept. Being able to observe this thing from a clear conscience or a clear view without judgment or negative opinion is a strong ability that not much of us have. But I will say a lot of us are developing this skill. It might be a small handful, but that's okay. As long as people are being aware of their observation lens, their perspective is what matters. There's a lot of truths or a lot of true things about the world that we avoid. A lot of big things are how we worship some celebrities or how we worship some politicians who are also themselves, or even certain artists, by the way, who themselves are living a life of lies. And now there's some of them that are conscious of these things, that are conscious of the fact that they are human and that the lives that they are living aren't truthful. There's a lot of distraction in these world, in this world. And a lot of us pay more attention to that than ourselves. Examples are like the election, the presidents, the people that run the world, the people or the government. There's a lot of truths about these things that we avoid because we're not ready to confront them. We're not ready to be like, you know what, this really doesn't matter, or this might be a distraction from the bigger picture. These things are what throw a lot of us off and throw a lot of us into that void of living these lives of lies, believing in them more than we believe in ourselves is something that we are not really aware of. Or there's a lot of people that aren't aware of these things. There's a lot of people that are. There's a lot of people that don't even pay attention to these politics or these celebrities or these trends or these events. And to me, I completely agree with that. Now, you can know what's going on in the world. You can know what's going on with these people. But you have to have a certain filter for these things. The fact that these things are distractions, these things are, limiting to the human mind or the human soul or the human imagination, even. These things can throw us off from ourselves. And especially things like social media, which I've talked about, we get so caught up in the lives of others that we don't focus on ourselves. We don't focus on developing ourselves. We're so caught up in, man, I wish I could live like that, or man, I can't wait until I get it like that so I can shine like him or shine like her, when most of the people that are like that have worked on themselves to a certain point, or they've, how you can say they've gotten lucky. I mean, there's many things that you can say about people, but there's some people that can't say a lot of things about themselves. Being able to reflect yourself, then reflect others, or letting other people's thoughts become your thoughts, or letting other people's imagination become yours. Staying true to yourself, staying truthful to yourself, living a truthful lifestyle can begin to steer you away from these things. And that's something that I have been learning, is I'm trying to be more truthful with myself and not avoid the truth. There's been times, even recently or in the past, I've avoided the truth. Facing it is much harder. Accepting it is much harder. And growing from it and learning from it and dissecting these parts is much harder. And the world that we live in now, the society that we live in, is a very, very judgmental place. Everybody always has something to say about somebody else. Everybody has something to say about somebody else's situation. And that's why we see now a lot of people have a lot of things to hide. Because we are so judgmental and we are so critical on other people's lives, instead of being so worried about ourselves or worried about how we think or our actions. These are why we have people that are, insecure. And I'm not saying this is a bad thing. This is simply just human nature or human trauma that has been passed down to us. Human habits that have been passed down to us. I'm not judging anybody, or I'm not shaming anybody for, being insecure or being so private from everybody else. That's why, sometimes I do a lot of these shows, is to show my vulnerable side or to show people my inside. To not be is it that's it's a hard process to, break out of that shell of being insecure or being so private because you're scared of judgment. And that's okay. It's a common fear to be scared of judgment. A lot of people in this world are so judgmental. They will say the worst things about you. But you got to understand that things that people say about others or people's thoughts about other people are just reflections on themselves, whether it's negative, or and sometimes it can be positive. Sometimes it can be out of pure heart. Or, pure love. These things happen. There's actually good people out there. There's actually good people that will say good things about you out of pure intentions and pure love. But that's a big problem in today's society, is that we hide a lot of things. We hide the truth. Society hides the truth. Politicians hide the truth. Doctors hide the truth. The government hides the truth. We all hide things because we are scared of what the truth can do. Whether it can unite, whether it can bring love, bring peace, anything. We hide the truth because the truth has power. And I mean, like I said before, there's plenty and there's so many distractions that hide us from the truth. There's so many things, whether it's food, whether it's television, media, politicians, doctors, celebrities, entertainers, everything. There's so many things that hide us from the truth. So many things that waste our time so that we don't ask questions or we don't chase the truth. And I'm saying this because, you know, I was one of those people. I literally wasted my time with people. I wasted my time focusing on celebrities or politicians or media instead of asking questions, being conscious of these bad habits. And there's a reason why there's so many distractions to hide the truth. Like I said, the truth has power. So to hide the truth, to waste your time so that you don't find it or that you don't begin to search for it, is the purpose of these distractions. Now, I'm not saying that I know the truth, because I don't. I'm searching for it. I am a student. I am looking, just as other people are also looking for the truth. People that will tell you that they know the truth are dangerous. Are very, very dangerous people. Like I said, politicians, celebrities, anybody that tell you that they know the truth about these things are very dangerous people. And these are the people that, you know, they know enough psychology to put phrases together, put words together, bend words that can begin people to follow them, to begin to create a cult following. And I mean, we've seen it plenty of times. We've had plenty of presidents, doctors, priests, anything that bend words that can relate to you or bend words that can make you feel so that you follow them. But at the same time, they are hiding the truth. But like I said, the truth always comes around. Always. Whether these people bend words or they manipulate people, the truth always comes around. And there's some people that realize it before others. There's some people that are awakened to this truth before it hits them. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of distractions. There's a lot of things. There's a lot of apps. There's a lot of whatever that literally hide us from the truth so that we do not know ourselves. We do not know the world. We do not know what is going on. That's why there's a lot of people that, you know, you can say are technically sleeping, or technically you can say there's a lot of people that are awoke, but we are all just students either way. Either way, we're all just students that are looking for the truth. There's some people that might not be because, you know, they're scared of it. But the people that are, if you ask questions, the truth will always find you. The answers will always find you. That's only if you're asking questions with that true intention. That true intention to learn or to better yourself or better the world. You know, those are the things. You know, lying to yourself, it can be a subconscious thing. It can be even a conscious thing. You can be aware of, you know, that you're lying to yourself or that you're lying to other people. You can be aware of these things. But if you do not stop yourself, if you do not restrict yourself from this lying or this lifestyle full of lies, you know, it will become a habit. It will become a very bad habit that people tend to fall down that void. There's a lot of people that end up coming out of it, but there's a lot of people that still, and I mean still, are still going through this. I mean, And this will continue happening until, you know, we bring awareness to it. We bring awareness to our children about these things, or even our elders or people our age. I mean, we all need to know that at some point we are lying to ourselves, and at some point that we are avoiding the truth. And lying to yourself can, there's a bunch of consequences that come with that. Some people lose themselves. Some people forget who they are. They forget their dreams. They forget what they wanted to do with their lives. And in the process, that can hurt other people. And when I say like hurt other people, I mean, there's some people that are parents, you know, that lie to themselves. And that can also lead up to trauma for their children or for their loved one. There's plenty of consequences of lying to yourself. And I say these things, I'm going to keep on saying this. I don't know everything. I'm a student, you know, and I'm not saying I haven't made these mistakes. You know, I'm human. We all are. We've made these mistakes. But to acknowledge it and to be aware of it and to grasp the truth about these things is a hard part, and it's something that not a lot of people want to do, because it is, if we're going to be honest, it is a painful process. You know, there's a lot of long nights, there's a lot of crying, there's a lot of things that people don't want to do that go a part of this. I mean, that's probably the main reason why we live lives full of lies. That's really the main point, is because we don't want to accept it. We are scared to face it. We are scared to break free from that lifestyle. We are scared to disappoint people, or we're scared to be judged by others. You know, that's one of the main reasons why we avoid the truth, and why we waste our time, why we waste our energy, why we waste most of our lives avoiding these things. You know, like I said, people that know enough psychology know how to phrase words, know how to bend words, know how to say things within a certain sequence that feel right to you or your mindset or your state of being. You know, these people are able to control, they're able to manipulate, they're able to sculpt people with lies. And lies are just, I'm not going to say just as powerful, but lies are powerful just like the truth. I'm not saying which one is powerful than the other. I'm saying this because there's a lot of people that can create a lie that is so creative and is so believable to an extent that you are 100% behind it. You're 100% by it. You believe this thing with the utmost confidence. And like I said, there's people that study psychology enough that, or not even study psychology, they have so much experience with these lies. They have so much experience living their life with these lies that they are able to manipulate or grab the attention of people and make them believe the same vision. That's why I say these people are dangerous. You know, that's why I don't really spend so much time on the news. I don't spend so much time looking at these presidents or these dictators or these people that run the world, because they are smart enough to use these things against people. And there's a lot of people that use these things to create conspiracy theories or theories that, oh yeah, that makes sense, or yeah, that sounds about right. You know, there's a lot of people that do these things, and that can hurt other people. You know, and we've seen this before. You know, 2020, we've seen people like that using these phrases or these words and these sequences that can literally control people. We've seen it with the past elections. We've seen these people use these phrases that are manipulative. But to the people that are not aware of these things, to the people that don't want to accept these things, they believe it. They're 100% behind it. They're 100% behind that movement. We had people storm the Capitol. We had people behind a president that said things that were suppressing other people or oppressing other people. My people, other people, all people. We've had these things and we've had these situations, but we have also had people that are not aware of these things. We've had people that are not willing to accept these things, no matter how evil they seem or how good they might seem. We never really question our reality. We never really question these people. We never really question ourselves. And that's what I'm trying to bring with this episode of truth, is that facing the truth is so much more powerful than someone pulling your strings. You are more powerful on your own. You are more powerful knowing yourself and experiencing life through yourself than somebody pulling your strings or somebody manipulating you or sculpting you. Now, I'm not saying it's easy, because, you know, from kids, we are being sculpted by the people that raise us. We are being sculpted by our idols or people that we worship. I mean, it's hard. I mean, that's why I'm trying to bring awareness with this episode. Thank you for watching. I really hope this helped you. I hope you can take something away from this. Like I said, I am a student, you know, not a teacher. But I hope you enjoyed. Thanks for watching. Make sure you give me 5 stars on iTunes. Make sure you like and subscribe. Make sure you check out all the other podcasts on the One Institution Network. I love you. Peace.